Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth to be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Look.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing.
Hello, Grudge World. I'm Larry. Yeah, don't get up. With another Clocks Off production. I want to say good evening to everybody. God bless everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. Continue to do well. Hope the Lord keep blessing you all. With that being said, I had a little something I wanted to talk about tonight. Not stopping anybody else from coming in and talking.
Hold on, Uncle Larry. Hold on. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. Hey, what was it I was going to tell you, Eddie? Such a long while, man, since I come on and try to get these people to, you know, come in and have some fun. I done kind of forgot what was on the board.
Hold on, man. I'm going to just play something just to, so we can. I'm put us into the private. Into, I'm going to mute us for right now.
Right, right.
hit him.
Well, another Clock Soft production, you all. I want to say good evening to you all. God bless each and every one of you all, and I hope he continue to keep blessing you all. Tonight, we're still going to have a free fall and let everybody come in and speak about what they want, rock in, racist, or whatever it is that they decide to do, because this is what the Clock Soft organization has established, that this is what we do to make things good for each and everybody that's on the show. We don't want to designate nobody to no one something. We want to let them come in and speak their own mind. But I had a little small something that I wanted to talk about tonight. And it's not going to be a long, drawn-out thing. Just a little quick question there. And that is, what is the difference between class racing and grudge racing? It can't get no simpler than that. You know, and I would like for somebody to raise their hand so that I can get a little feedback from them on it. Brother Eddie, do we have anybody that's out there? Brother Eddie.
Uncle Larry, I had to put my phone on mute. Yeah, we got a couple people out. We got a few people out there.
Yeah, you see Brother Kid out there yet?
Yeah.
Hey, Kid, push the white button for me. Brother Kid.
Good evening, good people.
What's going on, Brother Kid? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good hearing from you, man. Glad for you to be here. Have a little quick question that I wanted to ask you about the grudging and the class racing. Would that be okay with you?
Uh-huh.
What is the difference? What is the difference, Kid, between the class racing and the grudging? In your opinion?
Nothing but you're showing your time in class racing, you don't in grudge racing.
Okay. Do you have to match up in class racing?
Do you have to match up?
Yeah. Same tire, motors, tires, and stuff like that.
No, they have different class where you have to, small blocks running small blocks and, certain size tire running this size tire. But really ain't no difference in it. You just one certain time and one not.
Well, the reason that I asked that question, because I always hear the statement that you don't look like me. And I know the era that you and I come from. In order to grudge race, you don't have to look like another person.
Mm-hmm.
There was always the element of surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kid.
Oh.
Kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get a percentage of these shows? I hear you on every show, babe. God, dog.
Good God almighty.
Yeah,
Uncle Larry, you back on, huh? Where you been at, man? You got the show back God almighty.
Yeah, we're no Sunday night show.
Oh, man.
Shit.
I can't do it. I can't do it, man. I be having so much going on. I can't do it. Damn.
Yeah, well.
I had a lot going on, Kid.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to see if we can get this thing, get it started back in the Midwest again, man. And I thought I would come in and... speak to the people. And
Kimo. Kimo.
Get y'all to come on and have a bunch of fun.
Okay.
This ain't about drag race. This ain't about drag race, but maybe I think y'all got the same problem and shit over there like we do in Chicago. Now, we have been, having a few problems here where, these teenagers, 13, 14, 11, 10, they're involved in all these carjacks and shit. My question is, where are the parents to these kids at?
Huh. This kid, I'm going to tell you this, man. When you were younger, right, how we had activities to do. We had, when I was young, recreation centers.
Right.
We had after school sports and stuff.
Programs and shit, go ahead.
Right. We didn't have to have, when we were younger, we didn't have to have two parent homes working. So now you got to have they single parent homes, so ain't no parent at home. When I was home, most of the time your mama was at home. Your daddy made enough money to support the family. So it was gas at home where you wasn't at home doing what you wanted to do. But now it's a combination of shit. The education level is gone. And they don't have the recreation centers that you used to have. But now the kids are getting into shit. Then the women they don't want you trespassing your kids. You know what I'm saying? You trespass your kids, mm-hmm. your kid call the police. Now your motherfucking ass going to jail. So it's a combination of shit. You know what I mean? And then they mm-hmm. keep these kids on these fucking prescription drugs. They ain't on the cocaine and shit like they are. But these prescription drugs be fucking up a lot of shit, too. These motherfuckers take that Xanax, man, and he be zoned out. And hey, he going in that motherfucking house. He going to kill every motherfucking thing that's moving in that bitch. So it's a combination mm-hmm. of shit, man.
Okay, I understand that. Now, my question to you, again, is now, by me, living in Chicago and driving by certain neighborhoods and shit and this and the other, I see a whole lot of basketball courts and tennis courts and shit. They're not even being used.
Yeah, but, kid, you can't go on that mm-hmm. basketball court if you know Ray Ray and them and Pookie gonna come up this bitch and shoot it up. You know what I'm talking about?
We used to have parks and shit, you know, here in the city of Chicago. You ride by, you might see a softball game, or you see a basketball game, or you see a tennis match, or either, you know, you see a swimming pool. I don't see none of that shit going on nowadays.
It's a Pookie in them, man. Pookie in them laying in the cut, man. They sitting over there, motherfucking, they might get tired of hearing that basketball bounce. And he up there, he on that motherfucking... He on that lean, that motherfucking Zanny bars and shit. He's out there bouncing that basketball. He going over there with that motherfucking Draco, and he going to lay the motherfucking court down. Ain't nobody going on that motherfucking court and knowing Ray Ray over this motherfucker Zuda. Is you crazy? Come on, man. Mm. You laughing, but it's... Hey, man, I remember... This is the last time I heard of a recreation center being open over here. And at the time, I was doing a little coaching. Man, mm-hmm. this motherfucker come up there. Mama brought him up there. Shot the motherfucking recreation center up on Woodward in Claremont. Killed the motherfucker mm-hmm. on the steps. I ain't heard of Parks and Recreation Center open since then. God damn.
Hey, Timo, let me chime in on this. Hey, kid, you say where the mama and daddy's at. Sometimes the mama and daddy's don't know what's going on because the kid leave there with a football and a basketball in his hand like he going to do something. But when he turn the corner, he throw that across the gate, pick up his gun, and go hang out with the other thing. Sometimes the mama and daddy don't know what's going on.
Well, you don't check on your kid, you know, from time to time after he done left house or whatever?
They at home take care of the other kids. They ain't got time to do that. Yeah. You know, it's hard to, you know. And like right now, both parents are working out, like Kimo say. Back then, some mamas, you know, stayed home and the daddy went to work. Right now, harder than daddy and mama going to work. You know, people say, the kids having kids. That don't mean nothing. They were having kids back then, man. Back then, the people were 14 and 15 having kids back in the 50s and 60s, man. They were having more back then they got now. So they can't say that's the problem. Grandmama's been raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
But when the kid, like I say, when the kid go around the corner, here you got a kid ready to go to school, make A's all day. He go around the corner, he a gangbanger, and the grandma don't know because that kid doing good in school. You know? All of them, you know, it's just certain thing, you know? A lot of them parents don't know what they doing. Then some parents might do know what they're doing, but I can't say you can't blame it on the parent. You got to blame it on the kid. The kid know what he's doing. He know what he's doing.
It's just the times don't change, kid.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you from a younger dude, it's the thing. It's no different than when you was younger, right? Well, when you was out there with CWs and so on, so the thing to do was go get you some money. You know, y'all dressed a certain way. Everybody hustled. You know, it was a thing to do. It was accepted, right, by your peers and so on. But right now, this is what it is. So the drugs, the music, social media, this is the thing to do for the young guys and the young women. You know what I mean? Killing people now, it's not the same from when you was younger. It's okay to do it now, and then turn around and go on social media, get you 500,000 likes and make money off of it until you go to jail or die. That's what it is now. You know what I mean? So it's no fixing it. You know what I mean? It's really not. You just going to have to let it run its course, to be honest with you, in my opinion. There's no fixing that now. You know, to kill a nigga and make a song about it, that's the way out the hood now. Well, when you was a shorty, it was picking up that basketball. Everybody had a hoop dream. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't trying to hustle on the street, you was trying to play ball. That was a dream, right? That was a goal. That's how you got out the hood and took care of your family. But now you ain't got to do that. All you got to do now is make you a video, get hot on YouTube, Facebook, rap about it, get out here in the street. You know what I mean? And don't pop you a nigga for real. Don't be one of the ones that'll really go out here and pop a nigga. Oh, well, you can go and make you a couple hundred thousand real quick, if not a couple million. You know what I mean? And this is what the record mm-hmm. labels are looking for. They're looking for the kids in the neighborhoods that's really got the guns, that's on the drugs, that's really doing the killing. These are the ones they're giving the record deals to. You know what I mean? So what you expect from them now? You know, and none of the older guys out here doing nothing. And to be honest, it really wouldn't make a difference because the shortage is the ones with the money. But back when you was young, it was the older niggas, the ones that had the money so you can control the neighborhood. How you going to come tell a young nigga now that got $1 million, $2-3 million, you know what I mean, that he got access to? You can't come tell him nothing. What you going to
mm-hmm.
tell him? You can't buy in the neighborhood. You can't tell him absolutely nothing now. Versus when you was young, you know, out here, it was different. You can kind of
mm-hmm.
keep control of the young guys now because you had everything. Well, now the young people got everything. The old niggas out here doing what the young people say.
Mm-hmm. Now, mister, do you think there's a solution for that?
I do. I think let them kill each other. Let all these motherfuckers out here that want to be killers, let them go on and kill each other. and then try to say, I mean, it sounds funny, right? But I think the only thing you could do now is really let this run its course, man, and try to save the younger people. You know what I mean? I see a lot of the rappers throughout the city now. You know, most of them dead. So a lot of people now, you know, you see a lot of the guys out there, they want a little peace. They're trying to be cool. They actually got some money. So now the ones that got the money, these niggas want to live to spend the money because you're looking at all your homies. Well, he came. He was on this trip with you, right? Y'all got the money together.
Mm-hmm.
But then this nigga died, so he can't spend none of it. So the ones that's left want to be able to spend some of it. So now they all calling for, you know, trying to be cool. Let's kill that. We're going to stop dissing the dead, blah, blah, blah. So the only thing you can do is, man, let it run its course. I mean, it sounds cruel, right? But that's it. Because like I said, if you get out here in these streets and you start preaching, well, you just another lame-ass nigga that's going to get popped. But they're not trying to hit
mm-hmm.
you. And it's too
okay,
easy.
Now, mister.
Too easy.
Now, mister, when Jeff Ford, Hoover, Willie Lloyd, and all them was around in Canton back in the days, I don't think the crime was like it is today.
But like I say, they had control. Ain't no Jeff Force. Ain't no Larry Hoover. Ain't none of that no more. And then,
mm-hmm.
like I told you, kids, they had everything. You see what I'm saying? They had the money. You know, rather you was, they had the, you know, the politics. They had the money.
Mm-hmm.
They had the dope. They had the streets, and every way you want to think about it, it's not like that no more. So who got the streets now? The young people. It's the young niggas that got the streets now. The same nigga that you used to be able to kick in his ass and tell him to go to school now, you better not say nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a point,
you know,
yeah.
The same 15, 16-year-old young boy that you used to be able to snatch up, throw him in the car, make him go to school, say something to him now. He got 2-3 songs out. He torn. He got the money. That same 16-year-old boy that you thought you could say something to, he going to go get another nigga that's 16, 15 years, and they going to come kill your old ass. You better not say nothing to him. It's different.
Kids back when we was out there, the older guys would get a young boy some money because that was all they needed. And they
right.
That's how it was back then. Now, you know, once a couple of hundred, they getting away a couple of hundred dollars to their homeless now. That's nothing. So, you know, back then when I was out, we was young, the older people wouldn't let you hustle. I remember there's some guys in the game today. They came through the game through Dwight. Dwight used to kick them in their butt and make them go to school. So he left the white. So he wasn't having it. In order to be out here hustling, you got to get education first. The only guy back then talked that. He's right. It's not talked that way now. It's just not. It's a whole different type of brothers out here now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to talk to them.
No, you can't talk to them.
Mm-mm. You think I can tell Kim or something? Ain't too dumb to listen.
Well, anytime you put a Buick together, there's nothing you can tell me. I know you ain't paid attention to nothing.
Oh, man.
Hey, Lil Will. No, it ain't that ain't no dead in house. Because sometimes it be dead in house and the kid be even worse. I had a mom and a dead in house, and I was an asshole when I was a little kid, man. I was a straight up headache. I was an asshole.
You know, man, for the most part, if you got a mother and father in the house, for the most part, it's true. There really is a better chance to control, but it's not like that now. I mean, it's just a different world.
It's a different era. Yeah.
This era right here today, they're not going to listen to mama or daddy. Yeah. And another thing,
I'm gonna tell you why they don't listen to mama and daddy and brother D. They don't listen to mama and daddy because mama and daddy want to be their friends instead of their parents.
That's true.
Exactly.
All you gotta do, look at when the change came, man. The change started coming when the madman said something a few minutes ago was so true. The little girl's been having babies for as long as, but you can send that baby down south to the grandparents to be raised. See, you can't do that now because Tyler Perry said something a long time ago was true. Tyler Perry said you're a mama at 14, you're a grandmama at 24, you're a great-grandmama at 36. Well, you still a kid yourself. You still young. You still want to party.
Mm-hmm.
You still want to go out and have fun. And you can't do it. Why you can't do it? Because you're going to try to raise your daughter's son or your daughter's daughter? Ain't going to happen. And see, and back in the late 80s, early 90s, when they started worrying more about getting high than they did, you know, raising their kids, is when the change started taking place. It didn't just take place in this era, this 2000. It was a process.
You're right, Brother D. When kids start taking care of the household, you show up.
Yeah, a lot of us were on to it, but it was a process. You know, it didn't happen in our generation. Well, it did happen in our generation. It just happened at the end of our generation. But we lost control.
Yeah, well.
There have been times where you had to kill off a whole generation. It has happened.
That was another incident.
When I was a kid, Joker 14, only gun he knew was a 14 shotgun to go right behind him. You get a different 14 now, he got 4 or 5 Glocks, 3 or 4 9s. And if you don't watch yourself, he runs the dip. He has control of the dip if you don't watch yourself. Hey, man, look, all jokes aside, they just had a catalytic converter scan going around. You know who they said they found out the head of the crew was? A 16-year-old punk.
Yeah, I can believe it.
It was 16. He was 16 years old. He had
I can believe
him off on the west side and the south side. See,
I can believe it.
Back when you was out there, kid, when I was out there, what the old people did then, they keep you trying to get a dog in the court. They'd give you a couple and kick you on seeing you about your business.
Right.
And
another incident. Yeah. Another incident that happened not too long ago, these young punks, they had stole a car and they ran over this guy on 127th and Kidsey, if I'm not mistaken. And he got killed. Mm-hmm. Now they catch him and then they turn him back over to the parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, what good was that? The motherfucker, goddamn it, he gonna do the same thing next week.
Cause did you see how old they was? One of the ones that was running the whole little joint. He was like 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
Yes. Even in jail today, kid, you go to jail today. The young folks run the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, the young folks go to jail, they get over the court, they be scared to move. Now, they want to run the pit. They run the show. It is what it is.
Now, my thing
like,
is that you
can't go on mute, but like I say, let them kill each other or kill them all. That's the only thing you got. Ain't no teaching them. Let them kill each other. You know what I mean? And try to save the young ones.
Well, Milson, they doing that.
I mean, he says
they doing that.
It sounds funny, but it sounds like a joke, but it's a fact of life now. It really is a fact of life. And kid, and believe it or not, some people don't want to accept it, but it ain't even just public school. Man, you find it. They acted up in private school, Catholic school. Man, they just acting the fool all over the world now. There was a time when you said a certain type of killing, you knew who it was. It was a white man. It was a black man. It was a man. Now you don't know who that one is.
Yeah, now you don't know who did when they had like Brother Lee. They had cause school or something got shut up or a mall or something got shut up. You know it was a white man. Now it's goddamn it, you say that, look up and it's a black man.
Mm-hmm.
We doing stuff we never would start doing, you know. Not a black man. No, we don't do this stuff.
If they told you that there was a massive rape that took place, you knew that was a white man did that. Now,
you don't know.
I mean, you just can't do it now. You know, when I was a kid, my grandfather used to go to the community center to play ball. He had his son be in his house at 9 o'clock. At 8:59, they had to have a lock.
Yep.
They had to have a lock here. They had to call a latch. And at 8:59, his hand would be on the latch. If you came in at 9:01, you might well stay out there the next day. If what was gonna be
exactly?
Same.
I didn't experience that.
Now, see, now they came in from the house so they can get how they want. Mamas and daddy
kids.
I heard a kid. I heard a few minutes ago. That's something about drugs too. Drugs been around for the longest. But when I was a kid, you know, when Marcus come home, Marcus House was the first somebody that brought a reefer to my family. They just called it a reefer back then. You know what they would do? He would go out way back in the woods. You thought he was back there drinking moonshine. He back there smoking his weed. Now your mama's and dad are smoking with you. Tell the kids, give me a joint. Give me a bro. Man,
drinking with you and shit.
Problems you got now. That's why. Yeah.
Hey, somebody said you know what race that was. Race ain't got nothing to do with stupidity.
No, what you saying?
Somebody said you
know
for mall, you know what somebody white. Nowadays, you don't know what color they are.
No,
it don't even matter now.
Yeah, no. We were saying that's the way it used to be.
Back in the day. You did typically know what race it was.
Yeah, you knew. You just about knew according to what crime it was, what race had committed. But now you can't do it now.
You ain't lying because you got a black man and did mass shooting. You got black man.
Exactly.
You don't know what. Yeah,
went back to the factories and killed up folks or whatever. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Hey, Brother D.
Back when
hey,
I was a kid, being gay just came around, but they kept it on the low. Now it's flaming hot. They want you to know. Back then, they didn't want you to know they had a gay son.
Hey,
Brother
D.
Yep.
Brother D. You know why they kept it on the low? Because we were kicking the ass back then. Now they gave us rules. If you touch one now, you're going to get 900 years.
Back in the day, we love beating them up.
Every era got different fads, right? So, like I said, when you was a kid or when you was younger, roller skating and all that, you know, whatever y'all did, you know, that was a thing to do. You know what I mean? That's how you got your girl. That's how, you know, you bonded with the fellas in the neighborhood. You know, that's what you did. You know, and then drive go on, right? But so now being a faggot, being a junkie,
that's cool now.
It's cool now. You know what I'm saying? It sounds crazy, kid, but even if you hear the song, I was listening to a Kodak Black song the other day, and I like him as a little rapper. But this funk was in the studio. He's talking about he was in the studio doing meth and all kind of, you know what I mean? It's okay to be a junkie now.
You know what I mean? If you want to be a faggot, it's okay. And you're going to get paid for it. Like I say, you know, when I was a shorty, picking up a ball was a way to get out the hood. You know what I mean? Everybody mm-hmm. wants to be a ball player, right? Everybody wants to go to the NBA, try to play a little football. But now, everybody know, man, they're going to be a faggot, or they're going to try to be some type of killer and put it on YouTube, and this is how they get out the hood. This is what this is promoting. I mean, it's you not know, kid, but I promise you, you even got rappers whose career was failing, and now all of a sudden they faggots now. You see what I'm saying? Now all of a sudden, because they couldn't fail, now they faggots. Because this is what they promoting. This is how they going to get
funny,
paid.
But it's true. Yeah, it may sound funny, but it's facts, man. It's facts. And like I said, even with the music, though, just show you how music has changed. Back when James Brown was hot.
Oh, man, a little smoky.
They called hell in hot water to get in a studio because the white man didn't like what they had to say on wax. Now, if you try to do a clean version of a song now, ain't nobody going to record you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're young, you're not going to get recorded. They don't want to hear that. They want you to talk about getting that gat. I popped 9 last night. I'm going to kill 3 today. All my list. All my hit. Man, that's what they want to hear now. They want to hear that back then. You know, and that's who got control of the media. But it's open now.
Yep.
Yeah, you boy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Let them die.
They just had
ain't
a motherfucker
no
on the news.
Ain't no value on education no more. You know what I mean? Ain't no value on education because everything is social media based. You know, everybody feel like, nah, what you got? I don't need to know how to goddamn read because I can go and make a TikTok and try to go viral and then get rich. None of this stuff is value anymore. In the household, outside. You know, amongst your parents, your peers, none of it. You know what I mean? None of it. I used to have teammates that they thought I was slacking off. I had certain teammates that pulled my collar. Hey, man, you know, you playing around, you mess around and don't pass that test, boy, you ain't going to be able to play. So I knew I had to tighten up. It ain't like that no more. Don't nobody even care about playing no ball no more.
Hey, mister.
Yeah.
How can you do that when some of the goddamn parents is worse than the kids?
But that's what I'm saying. Lee, that, but see, like with your kids, right? Everybody here, how you talk about, man, I gotta take Jada here. I gotta take my son over, take him here. I gotta take Duke over here. I gotta do this and do that because you value certain things, right? But in 90% of these households, don't know the parents, the grandparents, don't nobody value education, work ethic.
I'm not gonna go for anything. If I'm feeding them, goddammit, I'm not going for anything.
Yeah,
you can't give me anything.
Most of the parents don't. Don't nobody care about none of that. Most of these parents, I see parents, bro, at least, that actually hold the camera, man, and watch their kids do all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, they do.
TikTok or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they ass trying to go viral. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. That's what it is.
Yeah. Lee, you can't put yourself in there though. You can't put yourself in there because see, you the end of the last true breed of men. Your era, you the end of it. That's when all the mess started behind you. You came in there where a man was still the man in his house. That's another thing, though, bro.
That's another thing I had to get on Tim House about. He's not on here, but when you tell a woman, you don't need no man to be nothing, you fuck up the whole goddamn. Well, a lot of us
shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that.
You don't need no man to do nothing for you. That's a lie. You need a man to be the head of your household.
That's a mistake. I'm going to tell you something else we used to do, Kimona. I know you all did over there, too. Come New Year's, a woman wouldn't let no woman in her house till a man come in. A man had to walk in the house first on New Year's.
I don't know, man.
If a man didn't walk in,
Man, if a man, I know a lot of older people like that.
My
right
mama
now,
like that right now.
Man, if a man,
I'm the first person to go to her house on New Year's Eve, on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ain't no woman coming in the house
like that right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't. This is the first time I heard about that, brother.
Man, please. That's how the old people was. My uncle, before he died, he used to get up every morning on New Year's Day. He'd get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to all his sister's house. You know, go to all of them out, walk in.
Brother D, I do that right now. I still do it.
Yeah.
Yep, I still do it. That's the way I was raised.
That's how it was back then.
And my son do the same thing.
You go to talk to one of these kids today, goddamn parents will have a fit. They'll be ready to kill you.
Don't talk to
me. I'm going to tell you all something else that changed. Back when we were the shortest, but mama fixed dinner, boy, you ate what mama cooked, or you went to bed hungry, and you still have a smile on your face.
Exactly.
You better not be in that mama
today,
because daddy going to get you something to cry for.
They'll tell you in a minute. We don't eat that.
Yep. I haven't put not one chicken in the house.
Tell them, look, if you don't eat it, then get there, you won't eat it.
They're going to open the porta
potty. Got that right, Lee.
Just going to boil three hot dogs. You know, different
yep.
area. Different area, man.
Hey, some of these weak-ass parents, man, they the cause of a lot of this shit going on with these
kids.
Yeah, sure
is. Okay,
these motherfuckers
are
weak
as sugar water. I'm going to tell y'all something else. I seen this on a commercial. Man, son, daughter, and a wife in the car. The man talking on his headset. The wife got her phone, and the kids in the back. It's four phones being operated in the car. Back when we were the shortest, you took a trip where you'd be singing and clowning, playing games. You know, it was all about the family. For mama cooking.
Now,
low
rider, you was on
table.
The phone with me when I was coming back from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You heard what happened.
That's the reason I said you the last of it. That's another thing. When daddy said something in the house back when I was short, mama didn't try to change what that is. She might argue with him in that room.
Mama changed it today.
Man.
Hey, you say something on these kids today, mama going to change and daddy going to
change.
They going to have all kinds of disagreements.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But mama fixed that plate. Mama fixed that table. Boy, everybody sitting at the table eating. Now, this one in that bedroom, this one in the basement, this one eating it, grabbing the sandwich right at the door. You know, it's just a whole different era, man. It's a whole different era.
That's why I say some of these weak-ass parents is the cause of a lot of these kids.
Right. It is, Lee. It is.
They is. Motherfuckers sit around and baby fight these kids.
I'm
going to
tell y'all something.
And then the first thing.
Hey, Lee, I've been with you.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go to school that day, right? So I told my grandfather I was sick. He said, "Well, son, if you're sick, you don't need to be in school to make the other kids sick. You just stay at home today." So I stayed at home. Now, you know, 3 o'clock, school is out. It's time to go to the community and play ball now. So I jump up and get dressed. I'm ready to get on my bike and go play ball. My grandfather stopped me and said, "Where you going?" I said, I couldn't say granddad. I said, "Betty, I'm going to go out to the community." He said, "No, son, you sick." He said, "A kid that's sick ain't got no business outside." He said, "Go get back in that bed." That made me stay in the bed all day long. Hey, Kimo.
Yep.
I couldn't get out of that bed just to go to the bathroom. That's no joke, man. Other than going to the bathroom,
yeah,
I could not get out of that bed.
Young.
Yeah, old
you ain't going
there. If you were too sick to
outside.
Go to school.
Hey, you don't know.
Man, you didn't go to school during the week, or you couldn't go to church on Sunday, you ain't going outside.
Right.
Hell no, you ain't going outside.
Hey, man, what I can't stand is when these kids do shit, then the mamas get their whooping and hollering like that, and these weak-ass niggas sit up there and let her do it and won't even open their goddamn mouth. I can't stand that shit.
Yeah.
Hey,
motherfucker, know these kids be wrong and bad as hell. They be doing shit. And then they sit up there, goddamn, the women get the hooping and hollering about it and this and that, taking up for them. Man, I wish a motherfucker would take up for mine. Because I know how the fuck I was in school, so I don't need nobody to tell me. No, hell no.
They don't want no, these women don't want nobody to say shit or touch their kids.
Hey, man, let me tell y'all something.
My grandfather. Hey, that bitch gonna go up there and whoop the teacher ass. Like, oh, wait a minute,
teacher,
hold on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I tell all my relatives when they bring their kids to my house? Listen, if you don't want their little ass whoop, I'm not going to let them tap my shit. So if you don't want their ass whooped or whatever, keep them motherfuckers at home.
Exactly.
They come over here fucking around, tearing up shit, doing all that old disrespectful shit, I'm tearing their ass up.
Right.
Now, if you don't want it to happen, keep them little motherfuckers over there where you live.
Yep.
I'm gonna tell y'all something else that didn't change. Watch this here. You know, when we was in school, you could see your teachers. I wouldn't care what we were doing in school week, Saturday or Sunday. Boy, you got in order. You gave them the utmost respect. You see your gym teachers. Your gym teacher would strike fear God in you. Now,
damn right.
Man, they talking to their teacher like he wanted brothers, or like she wanted brothers. You know, like
a friend. Yep.
You tripping.
My grandfather told me one time. I never forget my grandfather told me. He said, Bo, he said, I found out you right, Bo. He said, you sure right. He said, because all these kids up here being bad. He said, you the only one not being bad, Bo. Oh man, try to kill me. He beat the brakes off of me. He said, you the only one not being bad. Everybody wrong and you the only one right.
Shit, I jumped in the police arm. Goddamn. Police told my daddy, say, Mister, please don't whoop him. My daddy said, all right, I ain't going to whoop him. Police couldn't even close the door. He was tearing my ass up. Man, please.
Hey, Lee, I'm going to tell you something. My grandfather all his boys together when they hit 18, when the last 18, where Frank wasn't, but the rest of them were. And he told me, so listen, he said, Dad, don't do the jail. He said, if you go to jail, son, you know, back then, reefer was around. But, you know, didn't anybody know about it? Everybody was drinking moonshine. He said, my grandfather said, if you go to jail, he said, that ain't coming to jail one time. They called my grandfather. They said, Charlie, said, we got Hansel over here, and that boy done drove that car from the dish. If about God, if you want to come get him, we'll release him to you. Got up, went and got him. It was about a week and a half, 2 days, they called my grandfather. They said, Charlie. And as soon as he got the pole, he didn't get police officers. He said, this is the pole, my grandfather said, click, hung it straight up. They didn't get the lease off their lips, partner. Well, people didn't play that mess.
Then nope.
They're like he told House, he said, Daddy to borrow your check, he want to pay a bill. And you ought to heard me say a many times, boy, my old man said he going to pay you on a certain day. At a certain time, a minute here, just take your hand out because he's going to be standing there. Man, that's Friday, the house, I turned that corner. You hit them glass packs when they come around that corner. My grandfather got up, went and folded him a cardboard box and packed every stitch he had. My grandmother said, you can't put him out before she got out of it. He said, you want to go with him?
Mm-hmm.
The next night, house was spent on man child house. It was 69 or 70. He had been, because he went in war 67. It was 69. He had been to Vietnam, come home, almost got killed. Man, he was
mm-hmm.
I hope people didn't play that mess.
Hell no, I fought most of them.
And you was not going to be their friend.
That's what I fought.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to fault. That's what you got. That's where it starts at. It said charity starts at home and spreads abroad. That's what you got to start at. That's like Evelyn.
Mm-hmm.
We at the racetrack, and Telly, we all call Elton Ross. Man, Telly raised up and called Elton Ross. And you know, the kids, you know it. You and Lee know it. He's a little short comeback.
I know he had a good ass open
song.
Yeah.
Elton almost poked a hole in that boy's chest. He said,
goddamn cigar.
MF and friends called
him. Yeah, sir.
To you, he said, is Daddy or Mr. MF and Evans? Do you hear me?
Yep.
Tell a chance that turn into you, and I'm going to poke a hole in it. You never call me Rock no more. Man, I feel sorry for him. I'd have rather for him to get a building with me to poke him in the chest so hard. And every time he tell you, he'll show the curve around. Man, please.
Got that cigar.
You got him right.
Play. You didn't play it. Play that mess.
Look, my brother, it'll pop the shit out you, too.
Sure. Telly got mad one time, he gonna run away. They called down to the garage. We all down there at the garage messing with the car. Ella said, Ella made her brother Patrick there. He told Patrick, he said, sit on that nigga till I get there. Ella get up, we get to the Ella house. Ella told Pop, he said, get two or three of them garbage bags over there. Go up there and pack that nigga stuff. Now, he don't want to leave. Ella got his bags, told him, set that stuff outside. He said, go on, nigga, you ain't got to run, you can walk away. He said, no, Daddy, you don't want to fight. He said, I ain't going to let a glove on you. Ellen put his hands behind. He said, I ain't going to let a glove on you. He said, but you got to leave now. You want to run. Now you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got to run. Just
yep.
Put him out. Now,
yep.
He knew he hadn't went nowhere. He outside walking over down the sidewalk. Ellen said he got out there morning. He said, no, forever going to let the nigga, he said, no, forever had let him in the basement. Ellen said he walked all through the house, all down the basement, and told himself, for running. If you let that nigga back in my house, I'm gonna put you out when I get back. I'll say he knew he was in the base all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
He did find let him back in. That nigga straightened up and he could fly right.
Mm-hmm.
You try to tell when niggas leave that, they said to shoot you. They said to shoot you.
Weak ass guys let the shit go on like that. They don't say nothing. They'll sit there and let that woman just goddamn it tell them what to do and all that shit, and the kids be the worst motherfucker out here in the street. And then the women know
right.
They'll sit up there and let him come in and bring shit in the house and all that shit.
My thing is, Lee, and when they out here in these motherfucking streets fucking around and get killed, the mama won't go to say, oh, he was the best child in the world.
He was a straight A student. He already picked the college
mm-hmm.
that he wanted to go to. And when
I remember, out of three,
went to school one day.
Hey, kid, listen, I was out the street gang banging, doing all kind of shit. Now my mom and them never
right.
see me do it, but they heard about
right.
it.
Right. Right.
And my mama looked at me. She said, you know what? I ain't going to tell you shit. You're going to need me
mm.
one day.
Yep.
And little behold, she was right.
Mm-hmm.
Good teacher.
Goddamn well, she was right. Because, goddamn it, when I went up there and stood in front of this judge, well, none of them country motherfuckers I know that was standing up there with me. I tell you that. And she was at that courthouse at every court date, but no, none of these motherfuckers down the street up there with me.
Right.
They did the thing like that on Facebook. That was on YouTube one time, too. They had this guy in court asking, he's hollering about the game was his family. And they were saying, where's your family at now? Is your family going to be
mm-hmm.
60? You know, I remember they
didn't know.
And they just gave him 60. That nigga started crying. He said, I didn't do it.
Hey, D, now that's just like this nigga got caught out here in DuPage County, carjacking the shit, right? Now, he was bragging about, you know, if I did this in Cook County, you know, I'd be out of jail, goddamn, within 24 hours. They told him out there in Cook County, motherfucker, you'll be out of jail, goddamn, after you get these 23 years knocked off your ass.
Damn.
Now, run and tell that. Brag on that.
Man, they ain't playing with you. But you know what, though, kid? That's why, I mean, some of them changed, you know, but for the most part, the suburbs stayed more intact longer than the city did. Because the police were able to still keep control. But even with them now, you know, that was a time you just about knew who the dirty cop was in the block. Now you can't
mm-hmm.
show none of them. You know,
yeah.
You can't choose any of them now. Just changing the guards. Changing the guards.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he learned the hard way, goddamn. Cook County is different than DuPage County. You go out there fuck around if you want.
Well, see, the kids say it's just like that beer if you don't want to put on them Chevrolet one. It'll be the same.
Oh,
way.
Man.
So they're going to learn the hard way. What's that?
Oh, man. Yeah, man. It's ridiculous. I knew streets.
Yeah, making that want to go. Making that want to go nowhere nowadays.
Yep.
We had the Central Park Theater you could go to. Yeah. At the park, YMCA. Niggas scared to go to the YMCA now.
Shit.
Go to the
you better not step off
in
the YMCA.
Yeah, please.
You better not even hang around the park.
Every day.
Yep.
Yeah, every day you're playing ball at the Y. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, boy, nigga, but not going to know what nigga talking about the Y. Don't talk about the MCA. You don't get past the Y.
Mm-mm.
I know this. I know this well. It's supposed to be getting pretty good coming up. I know that much.
We in the spring. We in spring now. I mean, this is 25th. You know, we got 4 days. We got 5 days under our belt. It's spring time. Old saying for Chicago, say the good Lord help me through January and February. I can march the rest of the way on. Stu, where you at?
A lot of other things you don't see too, Brody. I said it's a lot of other things you don't see too. The youngsters that we used to have coming up in the race game, you don't see that no more. You know, we had some guys that were starting out as junior dragsters. We don't see that no more.
Well, Uncle Larry, they don't want to be youngsters no more, though, Uncle Larry.
I know.
I mean, at the age of ten, they packing. They you know this, Uncle Larry? Now, this is crazy. I don't know what a jab is to this very day. I still know what a jab is. You catch me with 9, 10 years old, but he got a jab. I'll be saying one of these days I'm accidentally here. I ain't want to sound dumb. You know what I'm saying, kid?
Yeah.
I'd be trying to stand around with my ear open and be like, you know, what are you doing?
Right.
What a jab is. Because, man, I don't know what a jab is this very day.
Yeah, man. Yep. Like I said, you can ride through these neighborhoods. You don't see no activities in the parks. And then they get mad with the Mexicans because they want to come in there and play soccer. Fuck. Y'all ain't utilizing the park.
Oh, yeah.
Who in the hell ain't?
Not going to. Don't want to.
Mm-mm. I mean, back in the day, you used to see a softball game or a basketball game and shit.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see that shit
Hard
no more.
Stay full.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Lee, not just the park. Run to a vacant lot. Just get in a vacant lot. Pick it one. Pick it two. Man, everybody wants to pick it.
And you don't see no more strikeout out neither. When somebody draw a box
they
on the wall.
I'm glad they too busy using the bat to beat your brains in with. You ain't got that hit no ball. They too busy hit niggas out there with it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's rough, boy. It's rough.
It's a change in the game. That's for sure.
Well,
it's definitely gonna change.
Well, hopefully the racing will bring some for us this year. We don't have to worry about that crazy shit.
Oh well, it's gonna always bring some for us, Lee, because we're involved in something. You know, it's an activity or a hobby or something. These motherfuckers ain't got no hobbies.
Stealing and killing.
Yeah, that's their hobby.
Robbing and shit.
Don't know what to say, so that's exactly what's going on. And one guy say, he don't even understand the purpose of them carjacking. What the carjacking for? They ain't taking them to no chop shops and other stuff. What the carjacking for?
You can't keep the motherfucker, so you know what's the purpose?
And then you
just a matter of time before the police run down on you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're killing somebody just to go take a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even with the cops, even with the cops there, Uncle Larry, there was a time you knew who the cop thief was in the neighborhood. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not now.
Shit, they be looking at them. Shit, you, what you mean, knowing who they are? Shit, their parents are looking at their own goddamn kids on the TV, on the news. They be knowing who the fuck
right.
they are.
They be looking at them motherfuckers.
Yep.
Yeah, when they flash their goddamn picture across the screen, they know who these
mm-hmm.
motherfuckers is, man.
Yeah.
They just ain't going to say nothing. Shit. They know who these little motherfuckers is. But, hey.
Yeah, man.
It is what it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it, Lee.
Yeah. Them little four boys just recently. Police were chasing, I think, yesterday. They was running, goddamn it, in a stolen Hyundai. And they crashed the car. All them little motherfuckers was like from 14 to 11.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yep.
Man, police. All of
yeah.
Between 14 and 11 years old.
Right.
You saw that kid?
I saw what Yeah, I saw where they had. They put the handcuffs on the little 11-year-old motherfucker. I said, "Look at this little motherfucker here.
They
should be
killed."
Yeah,
11 years old.
He riding in the car.
Wait, who the fuck don't know what your 11-year-old kid is?
Mm-hmm. But was, exactly.
Hey, was 11-year-old? Was any other 11-year-old? Was any one of his brothers or anything in there?
I don't
he
know.
He could have been with
that,
a 13 or 14-year-old brother.
Yeah, but
I
don't know where your 11-year-old kid is.
Right. Bro. You should know where your 11 or 12-year-old kid is.
Yeah, he should be in the house. He should be under the
right.
Place. That way he should be.
If motherfucker living in my house, I don't give a fuck if he's 29. I'm knowing where you're at. I
yep.
know somewhere about.
Exactly.
So not, you need your own goddamn house.
Yep.
Man, please.
They probably thought he went to the store, but he took another car when he got to the store.
But goddamn,
yeah,
he
right.
went to the store, and he I don't know where he at. That's the old. He needs to stay at the store. There.
11 or 12-year-old out at goddamn 9, 10 o'clock at night. He ain't in no motherfucking store.
Oh, he was out that time of night. Yeah, you got to know where
yeah.
he got out. You got
yeah,
to know where
right.
he
was. Like, he was at the store using that five-finger discount. Yeah, that's what he was.
That's just like Adolf. That's just not Adolf, but that's just like, man, I got him too much time. I can't call it. Elno Man. What's the other man name?
LC.
What is that?
LC.
LC. Yeah, LC said they all sitting around the table eating. And, Good book said something smart. So LC said something to him. He raised up a double finger. I'm grown, Dad. And C said, he said, you don't know how long I've been waiting to hear you say that. So Mama, he said, she had cooked a pot of soup. He said, baby, said, get up and put me a bowl of that soup on the stove for me. And asked the other kids, asked the rest of them, said, y'all full? Everybody said they full. So I right, cleaned them place out. LC grabbed
mm-hmm.
that pot of soup and went to the back door and tossed it out in the yard to the dogs. So he said, "Scooter boy, okay, he grown. I don't feed no grown, man. He grown.
Right. Motherfucker, you grown? Feed your goddamn self.
Whole pot out there. He said,
yep.
dogs earn. They keep their bark when somebody come up. They at least their bark through the whole doggone pot out there.
Yeah. You grown. Yeah,
I've been waiting to hear you say that.
Mm-hmm. You grown, goddamn, you have your own motherfucking place.
It's a difference, you know. And like I heard Buster saying earlier, how these kids are at least the same thing. These parents want to be their friends, hanging out.
Right, want to be their friends and shit, hang out with them.
What business you got going to a club with your daughter, with your son?
Right.
Man, what the hell you mean?
You know, sir.
They got them
to get a house with their kids. You know that? Man,
that
shit. He is
You want to sit back and drink alcohol with them and smoke weed with them, man? Yeah. Please. When I was coming up, goddamn, you couldn't even sit in the living room with grown folks. Better get your motherfucking ass out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, kid, try to get in one of them conversations, see what they do for you. But if backhand you and never stop talking.
Backhand your ass.
never stop talking.
You got that right.
Never stop talking, dude.
Shit, man, please.
Yeah. What was the country, kid?
But one thing about now, though, you put your hands on that kid, you're going to jail.
Okay, well, yeah. Didn't make a cell big enough, man.
Right,
when I get out of jail, that little motherfucker better be gone far away.
You got that right, Lee.
Yeah. These kids got DDA or whatever they call it now. You can't be whooping on these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I went to school one day. I got a nephew, Jonathan. I think Jonathan about 34. I think he's like 33, 34 years old now. I go up to his school where they drop Mr. off and dumb me off, right? The teacher looked at me. She said, Godfather. Guess crocodile tears, man. I'm like, yes, ma'am. She said, isn't Jonathan, that's your nephew? Yes, ma'am. What do you do? She take me in the room. She got Jonathan's desk sitting right up next to her desk. She said, I don't know what just happened to my baby. I just can't go to him. And I told him he couldn't go to tea. He went anyway. I said, ma'am, let me go out at him. Now, you know, I'm a firm believer. The teacher could have had a hard day, too. So I'm not going to just jump on you or what the teacher said. I go to the gym. I said, hey, coach, let me holler at my nephew. He said, boy, you a choker call. You stop taking him in the bathroom. I said, Jonathan, I said, what seems to be the problem with you and the teacher? Now, I think he was like the fifth grade, I believe. He was in the fifth grade at the time. Man, he ran back on that kickstand. Fold his arms and told me, had a smirk on his face, like he meant business. He said, I ain't got no respect for her. I said, that's good, man. I ain't mad at you. My mother had me and my two sisters some belts made, and they had our name and our Zodiac signs on it. I got mine downstairs in the basement window right now with a rubber band around it. I broke it in three places on it. And I never had to get a hold to him no more. That I went on a whooping with a gear. I made this little brick about that bad. I ain't got no respect for it. I go to class a couple of days later. I'm walking in the door. She said, Godfather. I'm like, I just tried to kill this big upset to myself. What he done did now? Man, she take me to the room and show me she had moved his desk back. Put him back in line with the rest of the kids. She said, I got my baby back. I don't know what you said to her, but it sure worked. I said, if you have any problems, you let me know that. I'll talk to him again. I didn't talk to him no more. Yeah, I talked to the bag. Put that leather on that bag. Try it today. You raise your hand and we're doing the field grade now, he said, we shoot you.
And shit, when we was coming up, goddamn, you did something that's wrong at school, you got your ass whooped right there at school. It wasn't no way till you got home.
and you hope they don't tell your parents, kid, because you're going to get another one.
Yep.
I tell y'all all the time, the worst whooping I ever got, they ain't let blood up on me. That's the worst one I ever got. My science teacher told me all day long. He said, boy, you don't need to tell us, boss. Okay, please, you don't make it with the ball. I'm instead of showing out for Lisa Joe. Lisa Joe, at the time, Lisa Joe was super fine. I'm just kind of. Before that evening, I run home, get off the bus, run home, and grab my basketball, jump on my bike. I'm like, I'm going to play me some ball. I see Mr. Dodd starting that way. So I'm trying to get out the yard so he get there. Well, by the time I got that bike off that porch and turned it around, like he had did some power walking to get across the street. And as soon as I got turned around, kid, he was right there. And he grabbed my helmet box so I couldn't move. Because I knew he finna tell. My granddad go kill me. Man, he sat there, he talked to my grandfather. It seemed like 30 minutes, but it wasn't 2 minutes. But he was standing there talking to the old man, and he had his arm around my back and just squeezing my shoulder. I said, in a second, boy, he going to tell you. Now, let's fast forward. Mind you, I was in the eighth grade now. Let's fast forward. I'm grown. Now I go back home. I'm in my mid to late 20s. We ride down to fix his daughter, had a flat tire. And Mark asked him where I go. Sure, you know, for Mr. Dodd, we'll do anything. Man, he's riding and talking. He said, what's the worst whooping you ever had? And we both busted and started laughing because he knew what else I knew. I said, Mr. Dodd, what's the worst whooping ever had? Never had a glove on me. Just, hey, kid, just what Stephen Seagal say, the anticipation of death is worse than
right.
death. Man, just a thought. You hear me? Just a thought. That in a second, he going to tell it. He going to kill, boy. He going to kill. Whew, boy, you talking about niggas crying inside? We laugh and joke about it to this very day, boy.
Can you imagine, goddamn it, back in the day, you got three ass whooping for the same incident?
Yeah, sure would. Because, boy, just as sure as it made it home, they're going to get you again. See, back then, your aunties would get you, your uncle
right,
get you.
Right,
right. Cousins would get you.
And the people down the street would get you.
Man, I got three ass whooping for the same incident. I said, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. Oh, you
right
mean
four?
You mean four behind women, and the neighbors? The neighbors would get you too.
Yep.
What we talk about right now? That's Chinese to these youngsters. They don't know nothing about that. They don't know nothing about that. Used to get that behind toe up.
Yep.
Yeah. Here they are, little laws nowadays. You had a certain time, my lad, when you was shorty, and I was a shorty, boy, you had a certain time to get that homework done. There ain't about no playtime. You only played if you had time left after you did what they call your chores. And then you just get the tape and sit down. You know, get the tape and get it down. Not now. Kids don't even bring a book home. But everything computerized now, you know. But I said it the other day, and I said it again. The Bible says that you would do even greater. And then it says time at the end will be again. Yeah. Like retail theft, kid. Back when we were shorter in the South, I don't think they were stealing. Back then, you were going to throw a water hose over in your car stealing some gas. Yeah. You were going in the store. The South looking at one today. And they're like, they don't even try to sneak and steal them. They just walk in the store and get a bag and just.
Right,
just
and walk on out. Okay. Yeah, they just take strong arm motherfuckers.
Hey, I'm looking at one today on YouTube, man. The guy got another guy sitting outside in the car, keeping it warm, ready to get going. And then he go in the store, and he just take, the lady said she saw him when he walked in. He looked kind of suspicious to her. Well, you know, that's probably because he was black in a high-end store. This happened right here in Oak Brook Mall, I don't know, 22nd.
Yeah.
And say he walked over to the high end fragrance and said dude just started grabbing bottles and bottles off the shelf, throwing them in his bag. Just throwing them in his bag and walked straight out the door.
Yeah.
Wow.
They just straight up. They just, yes, bold,
man.
Throwing women there.
They are bold.
Yeah. I seen a guy walk in a Family Dollar one time. Got two of the biggest jugs of the church he could get. Walked to the mm-hmm. door, held them up so they could see him, and walked straight mm-hmm. out.
Yeah.
More or less like, look at me. And walked straight out.
Yeah, like he ain't did no wrong now. He ain't did no wrong, let him think. He ain't did no wrong.
They'll tell you, man, I got to get my money. I got to get my money. Mm-hmm. That ain't your money. Get my money.
If his ass had got popped, then his friends or whatever, they'd been some relatives and shit, all, well, they shouldn't have did him like that. They shouldn't have did this, shouldn't have did that.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him.
First thing they go to? Wait a minute, kid, I got to ask you a question. Sergeant
mm-hmm.
Ryan is still trying to lock people in, man. What you think about
oh,
that?
Oh, man.
Sergeant Ryan, he's
goddamn.
He's a real dealer. He is not playing, boy.
Well, D, you know how it is back in the day when Osa used to say, goddamn Private Ryan is bad acting.
He showed enough bad acting. That man got four or five races locked in. And I heard him today trying to lock some more races in, man. He's steady trying to lock races in.
Yes, well, that goddamn Private Ryan is bad acting.
But, hey, D, but what about if you lock four or five races in? And you bring on the first race. I don't know. I just
well, like a lot.
If he breaks, you got to pay the fuck out.
Yeah. I never know that. I mean, some of the guys have been knowing him longer than I have. I've known him long enough. I've never known him to be a bad paymaster. Then, when he loses, he pays.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay the fuck out.
Yeah.
Oh no, there's two things about him. He ain't no bad paymaster, and he will. He will do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never known him to be a bad teammate. And like I said, he is constant. He's not constant locking in, but he's steady trying to lock in. He's trying to get
mm-hmm.
a joke on the phone every day. The man all down
yeah.
south calling for action, man. He just trying to lock in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the son.
Man, I'm going to have to talk.
Private Ryan and bad acting.
Yes, sir. Man, would have to talk one of the time, B. That's the only way I can see it, one at a time. I couldn't go four or five races if I was had been ever able to race. I couldn't have been knocking in no four or five races no one time. You know, I'm a walk.
I'm one at a time.
That's right.
We really did
yeah,
knock in one at a time, but Sergeant
where you're
not playing, man. Sergeant Ryan is trying to lock him in.
Yeah. But whatever it takes to make the game go and make it go good, that's what it is, you know. And that's the whole thing that I was speaking on when I was asking Kid earlier about class racing and grudge racing. Grudge racing, from what I remember, it was always the element of surprise. I don't care what kind of tie you got on. I don't want to look at your motor. You know, your steering wheel ain't got to be made like mine and all that kind of stuff, you know. And now,
mm-hmm.
if it got to a point where, you know, everybody, your tires, you got to have the same kind of tires on I got on. I got to look under your hood to make sure you got a 484 and all this stuff. It just, I don't know, to me, in my opinion, you know, it's hard to tell the difference between the grudge racing and the class racing.
Well, Larry, it's no more run what you brung and hope you brought
it's
enough.
Right.
It's not like that no more.
No, that's a thing of the past, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, drag racing is a thing of the past. It's all about class racing now and bracket racing, I guess. It's class.
Mm-hmm.
Basic class racing, but I say this. I mean, I bucked the system a long time myself. There's two things you got to do. If you're going to race in the world today, you're either going to get in where you fit in or you're going to get
mm-hmm.
out where you don't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing is, if you want to continue like myself, race the way you know the race, just race the other guys. I mean, that's where I'm going at. You know, I'm still going to put my 1533s on. I'm still going to put my 10-inch convert, my 8-inch convert in. So that's the way I know to set the car up. I still I put my 514 gear in. And you know how many people told me I was crazy? You know how many calls I get? It's like I got to be lost my mind putting the 514 in the car. But that's the way I know to set the car up. So I'm going to race. Most of the race I'm going to do is going to be a 41 at the Grove. So I'm just going to, you know, get in where I fit in, stay with my crowd of people. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, mother. It just changed. Yep, it just changed.
Yes, it is, man. Yeah. Nothing stays the same. We have to just accept it, you know. Nothing stays the same, man. Time brings about change. If I had my way, they would never stop making the 70 Deuce. That step by the side would have been still being made to this very day. They never would have changed the 71 GS. They'd still be making 455s and 54s, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, show you how times have changed. They went to the V6 motor and making cars faster. They got less horsepower and going faster.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to do what you know to do. You're just going to do what he do, and you do what you do, and the best man wins.
Yeah. I just know that the other way, it used to be more racing.
I said this many times, and I see it probably many more times. The racing today is too smart for themselves. You know, a Joe can walk up to your car now, and they look at your car. If they look at your engine compartment, they'll say he got this, that. He should go this fast. And the same thing, we used to go out on Dota, and we'll take the stopwatch and try to hold it, check the time. If it said 10:20.
Yeah. Not OC Trice, man.
But now they got these things, what they call them, GoPro or something like that. They clocking you, you know? I mean, it's a difference.
Yeah.
Just a difference, man.
It's a difference. It's a great big difference. I just wish it would get back to the Midwest like it was, you know? You know, and the reason I say that is because a lot of people can't travel. A lot of people, you know, they want to see some big time action up this way too, you know, and stuff. And I know we used to have it all the time. You know,
I like to see the big time racing up here too. But I say this much. It hurts to say it, but it's a fact. If you whoop on them, you can make them go. You know, a hard-headed kid, you get their butt off of them, and then next time you tell them to get in this room and close that door, you get in there and close that door. So, what I'm saying is that if you're whooping him or her, whoever the case might be, once you whoop on them, you give them enough of that butt whooping. You can tell them where they come, when they come, and what time to be there, and they're going to be there because they're chasing you in place of you chasing them. We as a racing community have allowed the South to take over the game of racing and do what they want to do. So in order to get it back, you're going to have to whoop on them to get it back. If you don't stop whooping on them, they're going to continue to do what they do until you become the leader.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
A lot of them are going to give you a chance to whoop on them because when you get ready to race them, they're going to want to take you somewhere else. They ain't going to want to stay here and race. They're going to want you to go somewhere else.
But that's called making a choice, though, man. I got to make a choice, a decision, whether I want to go or not. If I don't want to go, if they don't want to race here, and I don't want to go where they want to go, my grandfather said, son, he said, drop that book and squat you another one.
Of course, yeah. Everyone can jump your nose. You got to jump your nose. Huh?
Yeah.
And what I tell most of the time, I say, man, we're going to go to your truck and have us some fun. If we get a raise off in the process, we do. If we don't, we don't. So we're not putting the car together, as Kimo called it, family project. Not putting it together just for the sole purpose of, as they like to say, grudge racing, which drag racing forever for me. But, you know, just how to cook and crumble now. Same thing right the back door. You know, Dee Dee still holds on to going out the back door. But I much prefer to see them hung up and hung out in high gear. And I'm pretty sure 80% of the ones on the phone say the same thing. But they're not running them way. Everybody run the eighth of a mile now. So you just got to form over to what they're doing.
Right, you got to adapt to what they're doing.
Either you're going to adapt to it and get with the program, or you're not and get left behind. That's just it. When you start whooping them, you're just going to go to Pakistan and follow you there.
Yes, indeed.
When the last time did y'all hear from Junior? I ain't heard from Junior in quite some time.
From Griff, Junior Griffin?
No. Puerto Rican Junior.
Oh, I talked to Puerto Rican Junior. Yeah, I talked to him.
Wow.
I
was wondering how you doing. I ain't heard nothing from Junior in a long time, man.
Again, change of the God, look at that. Change of the God.
Come
here for me. I meet you out here doing it every day. I'm racing every day.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Is Big Sisro still out there in Aurora, D, or you don't know?
You know, I seen Big Sis about probably 7, 8 years ago. Hey, but I ain't that big again. I said, Big Sis, I'm going to put him in together.
Big Sis, I'm going to put him in
together. Yeah. Right. I said, Big Sis, you almost lost it there. He said, hey, but man, I ain't that big again, man. Tell me straight up. So I tell you I saw Big Sis, man, at Fair Play right there on 22nd and Western. And believe it or not, kid, he was still talking that same way. Well, man, you got to do it. I tell you what it is.
Tries to tell Big Sis, bring it to him.
Bring it to me. And what got me? Was when a Curtis Buehler got that check for $96,000 in 96 days.
Oh man, got this Curtis Buehler
running from state to state
with bad feet
for the wrestling. Yes,
with those bad feet.
Man, that man was size 10, 11 feels so good. You buy 12. Curtis Buehler, man.
Oh boy, that got them Curtis Buehler.
They love all Curly. They just love all Curly. I didn't get us some money, Big Sis. We can't walk around with no money in our pocket, Big Sis. Hey, I gotta go get it. Come back with $500,000. And Curly tell Big Sis, hey, Big Sis, just put that in your pocket. Yeah, yes. There ain't that much no change. Yeah, put that in your pocket. 96 days out of there. I never forget that check was $96,000. And in 96 days, he'd have a dad.
Dead broke. Yes, indeed.
That joke was dead broke.
Hey, goddamn.
And a mouthful of tobacco. And then when with them weird twisted sideways on their head, they said, had a ride.
Curly B was buying up a lot of sex back in the day.
Man, that man was buying up everything that moved, boy.
Oh man!
If you want to do that, they're gonna get it for you.
Oh, shit!
Remember he went and bought that two door blower, Broham. You couldn't tell. You can ask him, man. They don't know about telling you nothing. He's a big scissors, man.
Hey, D. The only thing that similar Curly Bill down was when the Ocean got robbed down and he got popped in the ass.
Oh, yeah. You know, kid, I was sitting outside.
Oh, you were?
I pulled up and I seen everybody standing outside, right?
Yeah.
I thought they getting ready to go raise. Let me run right to church right quick. Give me something. Now I shot right to church and got me a 3-piece with an ear corn.
Yeah.
I come back and I pull right there by that fire hydrant and sit there and eat it. Next thing I know, I see some more niggas running up out of there. I'm like, who ain't finna raise? I get out.
Oh, and boy.
They just got stuck up and they hit Norman side of the head with the gun. Plus the puff umbrella side of the head with it. Shot through the bed.
Oh, man.
Just me crawl from the front of Ocean's boot to the back of it. Yep. They never stood up that high.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Ocean's square to this day. That tuna, that China tuna got his money because he was
on
the gas can. He swear tuna stole his at the gas can.
Oh, man.
Got paid, huh? Boy, be his head.
Oh,
crazy.
Man.
They said Dragon Mike, they up in Ocean office with their hands up in the air. If niggas gone, they still standing up with their hands up in the air.
Yeah. Goddamn big dripper. He didn't drop his hand, goddamn, until the sun come up the next day.
What you doing,
man? Oh, boy. That goddamn drag tickled the shit out of me. Oh, man.
It had me hurt myself behind that.
Oh,
and I was on my way. I had stopped on my way in. And I said, well, let me go get me something to eat. And pull off. I had just bought that white Buick. I knew it was 1989 when they got robbed. I had just bought that car. I got that car in April, and they got robbed like June.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Boy, them niggas rough.
Yeah, sir. Them were some days back then.
Yes,
sir. Them were the days, kid. Them were some days and a half.
Hey, was Donnell pretty quick, Lee?
Was he quick with the car?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Elton
was one of the fastest in the city.
Oh, man. Up jumped the devil.
Yeah, that was it. Up jumped the devil. We was quick, Uncle Larry. Only thing hurt was when we tried to run busting out. We was good until we tried to run in.
Yeah, Big Jerry.
They told me. Don't bet. I put another look. I done book races that you all didn't like, and y'all bet it with me. I said, I got the bet with you. So I eased my 500 right on in the pot. I said, I ain't going off, but 500.
Yeah.
And I kept telling him. I said, I get Reverend on the phone right now. Reverend said the same thing. I told him. I said, we can't win. Man, y'all can't whoop that car. That car too fast for us. The only thing saved us, you may have to get it verified, Uncle Larry. If you can get it verified, because I told him, I knew it was 20 to 25,000. And Rabbit came on and said, yeah, it was a $20,000 piece. Man. That was the biggest race I knew, money-wise. That was the biggest race I knew on the street. It was a $40,000 pot.
Joe Pennington had one.
I mean, Joe made a hell of a him 10 for going in reverse. Shut down Doty, and Crew went in reverse. Joe told him she was like it's hot. They had so much trail kid, they didn't mark about it. That was changed.
Yeah, it was.
The car had so much of a ridiculous one.
Yeah, he did.
Between him and Joe, that night alone, I bet they probably had $500,000 between them in their pockets. All up in there. You know the man had some money. He had a 1978 or 1979 Lincoln. They never got you in line with me. They whooped Charlie. Mm-hmm. They didn't whoop Charlie. By the fact, Charlie beat him.
It was faster
than Charlie, but Charlie won the race.
Yep.
I told him I'd take that beauty and baptize him with it. They had a Bob B special in that and something. Back then, T is how you talk all the time. Man, they had a Bob Lee special in there.
Mm-hmm. Sure they did.
I take this beauty with Bob Glidden.
Hey, Z, what's that boy name that used to work for the post office and he had that, a 70 booth? A kind of brown. It was a brown 70 boo. Used to be around here with them.
A brown 70 boo. What's it? Post office?
Yeah.
Brown 70.
Can't remember that one.
I can't remember it, though. I guess.
Yeah, y'all know. You know him, kid.
I can't think of the name either.
Uh-uh. When he first hit it, I thought he was talking about 70 M, but 70 M worked for the bus. It worked for the bus.
Right. Right.
That's what I thought. That's what I was thinking. Somebody at first was Sammy.
No, his name ain't Sammy. If you call his name, I can remember. Remember his name. I can't remember his name. Yeah. Hell. He used to come over once in a while. I had old booth. I never did get a chance to see him. Yeah. He used to work for the post office. I can't think of that boy's name for nothing, man. Heavy Love and Pookie used to be with them.
Now Big Marty had a 70 boo that was brown.
Yeah, but Marty didn't work for the post office. What you say? Well, I thought about that kid. Uh-uh. But he said he worked for the post office.
Yeah, right. That done throw me off.
Yeah, that's the thing that told me right there. Like I said, at first I thought he was talking about Sammy, you know, because of the blue uniform. But I know they worked for CTA. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just can't think of that boy. I can't think of that boy's name.
What, anybody seen Big Pookie? I ain't saw him, goddamn it, God knows how long.
Ooh, wee.
Seen who is?
Big Pookie.
Last time I saw Pookie came over there what Gooch and them was. That was the last time I seen when they used to be out on the lot.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen them test.
I'm trying to think of that one over there. I can't draw a bead on it.
I can't think of his name, man, for nothing, man. He's a dark skinned, Huey. You remember Huey?
That was a 6-9. That was a 6-9 or 6-8.
Okay. Huey.
I think that was a 6-8 kid.
Yeah, 6-8 or 6-9. 6-8.
I think it was 6-8. Yeah. Old Huey. Yeah.
Used to be with Gene. We used to be around Gene Beth all the time.
Yeah.
Gene Beth and Barbara's Toy.
Yeah. You know he drove that song down to Florida, kid?
He drove what to Florida?
Barber's Toy.
You mean he might have drove down there at a racetrack. He ain't drove that car from no Chicago to Florida.
He said he took the gear out that song, going to drive to Florida. That's what he said he was going to do. I don't know if he did it.
Yeah, he was going to do. He was going to do. Man, please. That motherfucker wouldn't have got down to Kankakee, let alone Florida.
Mm-hmm. He said with the baby to Kankakee.
Hell yeah. No. You had aluminum shit all over 57.
Oh, man.
Man, y'all know what I seen? You know what I seen today? I was going across 79th to the rail yard, and I seen a green 71 Grand Prix. And you know the first thing I thought about?
Was see,
Dirty Red. I thought about Dirty Red.
Old Dirty Red, 1050. Pontiac motor.
And all Pontiac, too.
Yep, all Pontiac. Yep.
It was around the day with the technology being the way it is and had that kind of money like he had back then, boy, he'll run
mm-hmm.
two. He'll run two. He had that kind of money he had back then.
Because I forgot who they was going to race. Well, they did race. And dog and CW had that motherfucker John Stewart stuck off in the dough panel. That's when I first knowed about nitrous.
Yeah, he was the first one.
When I first knew about it was Marvin Miller. That was the first time that I knew.
Yep.
Y'all remember that time
Marvin Miller kid?
He got billboard that way,
Marvin Miller
billboard that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think 70. That dust was a 74. It was like 75. We went out to Grand Automotive right there on 17th in Roosevelt. And I bought a Marvin Miller kit. Yep, bro.
Yep.
It's a purchase of that kit. And put that Marvin Miller on my beard. Then I took it out the beard and put it on Muckeridge Duster. And boy, we went racing. Well, you fight that Marvin Miller too with your car out at 2000, it'll slash it to 2100. Well, we thought we were doing stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. Hey, D, do you remember Cicero 40 something Cicero when
43rd.
Cicero, yeah.
Right. He gave Bilbo a block. And caught him in second gear. He had that old John Stewart here and that 66 he had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was bad. See, that was bad acting back then, man.
Yes, sir, he was.
All
you got to do is act old shit.
Like,
I got to call old Trice, too, see what he's doing.
Yeah.
I ain't talked to a kid since last. I said that, yeah, I was like, we ain't talked to him in a few months.
It's been about a couple months now that I talked with her.
Yeah.
See if Nancy still got him under control. I got to see if Nancy still got him under control.
Nancy had my car. Nancy said, D, that's you. Well, I know you, boy. Hold on. Here. I got half him. I can't never keep with them. I know it's 4423. I know that. The last four is 4423. But I can't keep them first three together for nothing.
See if Nancy still got that gambling problem.
Man, please. Yeah, tell me what it is to try to see what dad you get. That's your man there for a long time. I know it's a
yes, he did.
67 years old.
Yeah. Yep.
Try to put that big old umbrella on, put them cowboy boots on, and take me had a good week across that table.
And get that old cigar.
Shoot on that cigar.
Oh, man.
But, you know, kid, there again, like what Mr. said earlier, you know, as kids, we looked up to Osa, man.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I went to Osa Garage, well, I thought I was in seventh heaven. I was on all them race cars. I just marveled at that Monte Carlo, boy. I'm like, man.
That was a 73 Monte Carlo, with the swivel seats.
I gotta try and adjust it. Number two. I got the house number. I can't trap that joke off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jesse said he told Nene to your brother to mess this and you got to get your schooling down and get you a good job. So Nene told Jesse, they told him for what? So, you know, you're gonna eventually Jesse ain't gonna be around forever, you gotta get on your own. Jesse and Nene told him I'd be too good looking good. She ain't thinking about working. She too busy looking good, boy. Work ain't called that joke, man.
Yeah, but.
Where's Joe? I mean, he first got Brenda. Where's Joe? You stand up and watch him walk to him, and he had a smile on his face. You can see him. You can count every piece he had, boy. When she comes out there, he greeted them palms. I used to be hurt myself laughing at it, boy. But it was a good day, boy. Them jokes, we had some fun back then. It wouldn't be nothing but to say those shop all night long. I mean, all night.
All night. All Saturday night and head to 30 to Sunday morning.
And head to 30. Yep. Nothing, man. Back then, you went from garage to garage.
Mm-hmm.
Like a joke of duo. See, now they get you on the phone and want to call you everything under the sun. Back then, they just brought the garage up until you burn that junk out. Don't whoop you today, partner. Now they wait for an event. Back then, we raced every day of the week.
Right.
Yeah. I tell you, those joker had a good run, though, kid. You don't hear them talk about it much. Oh, Nose. Remember when Nose first brought that Grand Prix out? Him and Big Sis, they had a good run with that car, man. They was knocking somebody off every night.
Yeah, Winfield had to put it on stop Pontiac, the old Grand Prix.
Yeah, old Grand Prix.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
but the
Rumpel. Yeah, the Rumpel. The Rumpel on him, he said, people spray on me. Nigga, you been
spraying
for like 3 years with everybody.
What was that boy name used to be with Country? What was that boy name used to be with Country that would go up in that Flying Mile with that SJ Grand Prix?
With the SJ? Wasn't that car green, Nicolette?
Yes, sir.
I think that car was green. And what was that boy name? I know who you're talking about. You know, I thought that was Green AJ.
Yeah, I think I remember the Grand Prix, but I can't remember who in the fuck it was.
I can't call their name, though. Yeah.
Wasn't nobody whooping it. Wasn't nobody whooping that thing in their mouth. That thing could run in a mile, boy.
Winfield was bad in their mouth. I said, Otis got a hold to him. Well, Otis put that noose on him and made him shout. Winfield took Otis. They took Otis back there on, was that 16th? Back up in the hole back there. They beat him in the corner.
Yeah. Yep.
Otis told him to get up in that mile. I'm going to try you again. Mm-hmm. Then he got up in that mile, and Big Sis cut out in front of Otis, and he was singing for it on him, boy. Boy was messed around and put, he called it Blue Goose. He messed around and stuck that deuce off in high gear and told him, come here, big boy, and reel him in. That last quarter, half of it belonged to Otis. Then they didn't want to pay him. So he showed me he had a beer in it. He had a pop beer and let him see him bring up the beer in there. Then a couple weeks after that, Otis had took me out and put an Otis beer in. You talking about Michael Hustle up there in his mouth. That doggone blue goose could come to you, boy.
Yeah. Hey, Big Eddie. Eddie, what's the sleep?
Big Eddie trying to get him a cheeseburger.
Wow. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead.
We were so dumb back then. We were walking up the ramp, driving up the ramp the wrong way.
Oh, man, not on the Skyway. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. You look back at that junk now, boy. Just a thought that would make you scared. We was actually driving up and wrapped the wrong way.
Right. Goddamn.
All it took
tractors,
was food.
Tractors and trailers done come through the toll booth, goddamn it. Now they stop blowing their horns and shit.
Hey, kid. It would be 3 or 400 of them walking up and wrapped the wrong way.
Yep.
Driving cars up and wrapped the wrong way.
Well, yep.
All it took was somebody to come down through there and kill up a bunch of them.
Right. Them folks at the toll booth got there and called the police that, I don't know why this traffic jammed up like this.
We had traffic back out of the Gary Steele meal.
Oh, man.
I'm like Raylo. Raylo said something. Raylo said, we didn't think we were doing that wrong. We didn't want to see a drag race. We didn't
right,
have
yep.
We could have got a federal case. We could have been charged with a federal case. That's a state. That's no problem. Blocking the highway with some race cars.
Yep,
hey,
got that toll booth.
Big Eddie.
Yeah, yeah, Wendy's, man. Yeah, Wendy's. Getting
them
a two for
four. Getting
them a two for
four.
Yeah, man. I looked up one time, goddamn it, Dean, there was traffic back all the way up to the toll booth. I said, Lord have mercy.
Man.
We all going to jail.
Yeah, it's going to lock all those niggas up, bro. It wouldn't be nothing to back that traffic up up there, man.
Nope.
Go through the toll booth. Go through the toll booth. Hey. Let the race car start. This car just sit there. Cut your car, pretend like it won't start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Need some food. Could have ended up under the jail. I mean, there's some jail on top of us.
Yep. And, man, the time that goddamn it ran over there on Ogden and Costner. And had to go over the motherfucking hill into Cicero. Police said, if you catch you motherfucker, goddamn coming over here again, we locking every motherfucker up with a car.
Man, no, Preacher boy took them over to Cicero and brought them back. Again, Preacher boy right there on the island. Preacher boy cut that sucker loose. Went down through this road and came around back up through there, brought him back up through there. And he got him
a case of spray paint and painted the car. Went right back over there the next day or two. He was back over there and changed the color of the car. Boy, you talking about some food, real food back then.
Yes, sir.
But, hey, kid, Maritime, we used to go out there on Damon Fuller, you know. Maritime and Vernon Jr. ran inside the building and drag slashed the door off the hinges.
Yep.
Drag popped his foot up against that big sucker, popped his foot up against that corner and grabbed that door.
Hey, could y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, could y'all hear me now?
No,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What up, Ed? You done got out Wendy's? You done got out the drive-thru?
Hey, that dude just saying no. That dude just said no, y'all can't hear me. Be prepared to have your spit red when I catch your punk ass.
Damn. I might know that gentleman, Eddie.
Oh, you might know him? Well, if you know him, please text
me
who he is. So we're going to text him his name. Yeah. I don't know what the hell happened to my phone. Y'all calling me and can't on. I didn't mute my mic, and y'all never heard me.
So did we kept calling? Then I
heard y'all. I heard y'all. I was trying to answer, and then me trying to straighten it up, I decided to disconnect my headphone and try to get it connected back up, but it cut the phone off. Lucky we had a few minutes left.
Shit.
Else it would have shut the show down.
Yeah, you were asleep. You heard shit.
You gonna hear something. You gonna hear that lover going across your ass, boy.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I was on mute because I got my grandbaby over here tonight.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she act kind of like that gentleman that's making them little accusations in the background.
Mhm. Yeah.
Hard to control.
Oh no, he ain't hard to control.
Yeah. Not hard to control, man.
You know who he is, Uncle Larry?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Okay.
He's not hard to control.
Okay. Well, you better tell him something, man.
Okay. Hey, brother, lighten up.
Okay, you go ahead on that.
All right, man. I'm glad we had a couple of minutes, Carl. If I did that now, the show would have been gone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's 10 o'clock now.
Yeah.
What's he at? Did he sit out here?
Yeah,
I'm still over there. I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Big Eddie come here threatening jokes. I just got out the way. I got a little fear. Yeah.
D, I got one for you. Now, which one would you prefer? Which one would you think was the better race site? Doty, 39th and the Ryan, Damon and Fullerton, or 43rd and Cicero?
Well, 43rd and Cicero was the best one, but it wasn't the safest.
Think so?
It wasn't the best. It was the best.
Yeah, right.
And when I say the best, I mean because of the width and the wideness of it. But Doty was the best looking. Yeah, as far as hooking up back then, Doty was the best.
Mm-hmm.
No, at that time back then,
130 was. It would have been good.
130 was brand new back then, D. It was good.
Yeah, but we hadn't started going 130 back then. I mean, we started going 130 after we kept running off of Doty. So we used to run off of Doty and come right back.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Oh, we never stopped, man. We went.
When we tried to start going to 130, we basically just left Doty alone.
We never stopped going to Hunter Theater, Doty, all that. That used to be our route. They run them from one spot. We go to the end of Doty, it was right there at 130. They run up from there, we go down to Torrance. They run up from there, you know, we'll start out south. You know, I mean, you know, back to us like the amphitheater and all that. As they run us away, we go farther off, 95th, all that, man. So, you know, 130 was always good till lately they say it got some kind of dip and they got a lot of dirt on it now. But, you know, that the Red Fence Farm or whatever it was, that was our parking lot on each side of the street, you know. Shit, we used to have a ball out there, but like you said.
One night, and they come out there and pop the trunk of a dead body up in there. We was out there drag racing. And while they were doing that, we get the body out their car, that smell ran a lot of them down, and we never stopped trying to race. They weren't bothering us, and we weren't bothering them. We kept on trying to get a race, huh?
They was on that little side street, though, by the projects, right? Is that where they opened it up at, like soon as you turned and go up in the project?
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember.
Exactly, up in the project.
I remember that.
My top two spots was, Damon and Fulton, or either 39th and the Rye. I liked those
Damon
spots.
Damon and Fulton was sweet. We used to run like 43rd and Pulaski, rolling in between them factors over there.
Yeah.
Man, racing was good back then. It was just a different set of, you know, different style. Different people, different breeds, different cars. You know?
And Columbus Drive was good, too.
Yeah,
yeah, but white folk catch you out there fucking around. It was sort of like Cicero. They won't lock your ass up.
They throw the key on you. But they catch you at Cicero, boy, it wasn't 99% time. You weren't talking to them. You gone. You weren't talking to
them. Yep.
Because when they come, when the 1-2 coming, they were sending the whole police force over there.
Yep.
They were sending the whole police force, boy, that nigga over there.
Yeah. Long as you have somebody to block them streets off, I like the Damon and Fulton.
Yeah.
Because
you could goddamn it go all the way to Western. Just make sure your brakes are good. You fuck around there across Oakland and you ain't got no brakes, you're in a world of trouble.
Yeah. And going back the other way toward Ashland too.
Yeah. Well, it was a little more grittier going back that way though. It was a little more grittier and shit.
Right. Yeah.
Now, kid, them the spots we like. But I think the most famous spot of all, depending on what you know, how far you're going back, was Hastings. Hastings was like going to Detroit. They picked
yeah,
in there and lined up 2x2.
Right. Now, that was your 8 mile.
Yes, that's it. That was
Terrio's stomping ground. That was Terrio's stomping ground.
Hastings was something else back in the day, man.
That was Joe the Doctor. That was Joe the Doctor's stomping ground over there.
Yep.
Y'all remember
Scooter Bug, too. Scooter Bug, too.
That's where Terrio got his start at.
Get away from that light.
I'm sorry. I got to go back home with
Uh-oh. Oh, we don't
That was your original 8 mile.
Yeah.
You fuck around there, goddamn it, wasn't. Right, if you fuck around there, wasn't able to stop, goddamn, before you get to Damon, your ass is in a world of trouble.
You're lying. You go across Damon. You flat going.
Yes,
across.
Sir. Out in that traffic, you going.
Remember, Country could just eat and ran up inside the bus bar.
Yeah.
That's what Scooter Bug cut that Dodge in half around that pole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cut it in half.
Yeah, you never saw him race no more from that day.
No, Uncle, I think that was it for school. He ain't drove another car since then.
Yeah, yeah.
He ain't trying to run and let that MA to go lose and mess his hand up.
Yeah. I used to watch all that.
That was a man. That man was something else in the day. He had a chopper fan.
D, hey, D, what was the name of that Dodge goddamn country had back in the day?
Pro Station.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Had a foot to it in the back of it. That was a good run.
Yeah, it could.
Dang.
But you know what that was though? That was one of those '64, '65 or something like that. One of them some stock goddamn super stock cars that was all aluminum and shit.
Yeah. It was out of the league for everybody else back then.
Yeah. With the alter wheelbase.
Yeah. Yeah, it was simple stuff there, the Pro Station.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, that's an easy one. Yeah, can get it. If Marcus Jones race, Bud Bobby Cole race, Ryan and put a picture for, I think, I don't know, that's his car, the two at the bottom. But he said, either one of them can get it. That size is going off. He is not playing.
Yeah, he's strictly bad acting.
Yeah, hey Eddie. Big Eddie.
You get on mute again. You don't put your phone on mute again. It can't get off.
You have to go on back on mute again. Hey, Big Ed.
Yeah, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir. Still some people on?
Yeah, you talking to them, mate?
Yeah, I know I'm talking to these two. Any more on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know, maybe all of them wasn't no old timers. I thought they would have joined in. Yeah. You still got the Mexican hairless?
The what?
The Mexican hairless.
Yeah, you know that motherfucker around.
Okay. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. I guess we're going to... Don't nobody else want to raise their hand. I guess we get ready to shut it down, ain't it?
All right, well.
Not unless y'all want to continue on.
No, you have to do is say the word, bro.
Okay.
Yep. You can go and pull the plug. Shit.
Yeah. We're enjoying everybody coming on tonight, y'all. I'm going to say God bless, and I appreciate y'all coming on the show, and whether you raise your hand or not. Always remember clocks off, trying to make it available for you to come in and listen in or come in and enjoy yourself. With that being said, I'm going to say God bless. Peace. We out of here.